Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the Ramadan edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I'm Sister Amara, joined by my two lovely girls, Auntie Khadija Ibrahim and Auntie Hawa Surti, and we're delighted to be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Auntie Hawa. How are you keeping?
Wa alaikum salam, alhamdulillah. And hope to hear the same from our listeners.
Yes, and assalamu alaikum, Auntie Khadija. How are you keeping?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. I am well, and I hope all the listeners are also well, alhamdulillah.
Yes, already the 9th of Ramadan today. Already so quickly.
Tomorrow we're already on the one third of Ramadan.
Yes, certainly. And I hope you're all enjoying the blessed month of Ramadan. Well, today our topic of discussion is like a mixed bag. We're talking about quick meals, ideas and tips to keep your foods warmer for longer, how to clean your food appliances, and also how to reuse oil. And then recipes coming up later on in the program. Auntie Khadija, what can we look forward to?
I think our guest is sharing a recipe. That's the badam milk mixture recipe. And of course, we have an aloo paratha recipe made with today's pastry. It's made by Sister Amara.
Yes, and that video went out yesterday on our Radio Islam Instagram account, as well as my Instagram account. I did a video on my first video. My first,
it came
first
out
video.
Really very
so you
nice.
You can go onto my Instagram page, Amara_Mullah, also Radio Islam on Instagram as well. And today's question is, name a kitchen appliance you bought and later regretted it. And our WhatsApp number is 072-786-1548. Now, our guest today comes from a family of amazing self-taught chefs. She has recently started posting recipes that will get you in the mood to make a meal with the least amount of time. And I'd like to welcome Sister Zeenat Kaji on the airways of Radio Islam. Assalamu alaikum, Zeenat. Delighted to have you on the show this morning.
Wa alaikum salam, jazakallah for having me.
And jazakallah to you, Zeenat, for taking time out and chatting to us.
Si.
Zeenat, where do you draw your cooking inspiration from?
So, like in your introduction, you said I come from a family of self-taught, not chefs, but cooks. Alhamdulillah, I learned everything I know from my grandmother, from my daddy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I learned basically everything I know.
Okay, lovely, yes. Now, you've recently started sharing recipes on Facebook. Each recipe is filled with love. Why did you choose to share on a public platform, Zeenat?
People are very confused. There's too many recipes going around, and most recipes are very complicated.
Mm.
So I believe food needs to be simple. And when it's simple, it's always good.
Yes, certainly. Now, your surname is Kaji, you know. And my producer, Mumta, said to me that one of your uncles, your late uncles, was Chichi Kaji. Did you draw inspiration from cooking from him as well?
Marum Chichi was my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
So my grandmother and his mom were sisters. And we all learned from them. There were four sisters, and they were amazing cooks.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My daddy specifically used to cook for any gathering, whether it was engagements, weddings, funerals. She would do all the confinements of all the ladies in the family. That's where we all learned.
And it's so nice, you know, from generation to generation.
Exactly.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you post an amazing badam milk recipe. Why does badam milk bring such fond memories to you?
So badam milk, my grandmother would give us 30 days of Ramadan.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Either for suhoor or at iftar.
Mm-hmm.
She believed that all the nutrients you need in badam milk.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I had surgery not too long ago.
Yes.
And I'm kind of building strength all over again.
Mm-hmm.
So that is the best thing right now.
And you're still having your badam milk?
Every day.
Okay. And you're going to share the recipe with us in a few minutes'
time.
Yes. Sure. Now, you know, just before the program commenced, Auntie Krecha mentioned something about the Padam milk bomb. Now, I've seen this on Instagram, you know, and yes. Auntie Krecha, it's very Auntie Krecha says it's very nice and rich. Tell us more about Auntie Krecha.
Well, it's made with chocolate. It's
white chocolate, yes.
Gee, and you just put the little ball in the mug, and you pour hot milk over, and the whole thing melts, and all the inside got all the badam and the pista and everything, and it's sweetened and all that. But really, I'll tell you my true opinion. It was very, very rich for me, but it was very yummy.
She's nice. Nice to try it out, yes. You know. But I think milk gives a lot of phlegm in the Ramadan. Yeah. We'll talk more about it later on in the program with Auntie Hava as well. Okay, now, Zinat, many ladies will tell you that that iftar is usually a half-day job. You come from a family of self-taught chefs, including yourself. What are your go-to meals when you don't want to be in the kitchen?
My go-to meals in Ramadan are very simple. So it's either halim or soup every single day. One savory, if everyone's in a mood for it.
Mm-hmm.
And food. All light, so like your shawarmas, tortillas, your crumb chickens. Not too heavy stuff. I have a very fussy 13-year-old. Who gives me a menu every single day.
Okay, so, even in Ramadan.
No, especially in Ramadan.
Especially in Ramadan. Okay, especially in Ramadan, yes, okay.
Yeah, she's my biggest critic.
Okay. But it's nice to have a critic, you know. At least you know where you should actually try and correct your meals, or maybe like a presentation or creativity. And I think the youngsters today are bigger critics of food.
Yeah, they are.
No, she is. And also, my daughter's Foy is also someone who inspires me a lot.
So Alhamdulillah.
So whatever I learned after my daddy passed away, I've learned from my sister-in-law.
Okay, great.
So my daughter's very inspired by her Foy as well.
Okay. It's nice to have, you know, critics from the elderly and the young as well.
Okay. Very important.
Important, yes. Now, during the Ramadan, we often have a flashback of our childhood. What is the one dish that reminds you of your childhood? And can you share that recipe with us? And I think it's going to be the badam milk one, indeed.
It's got to be the badam milk. And if Mumtaz is listening, banana fry.
Okay. And before we go on to the recipe, Sister Zinat, what is your suhoor must in your home?
Suhoor must is old-fashioned fried oats. Fried boiled oats.
Boiled oats, yes. And indeed, it's really very, very nutritious, you know?
Gee.
In fact, just before the... Just before the program commenced, and one of my colleagues, Sister Samira and Faiza and Sister Fahima, were just having a chat about the halim, and I said I only make the halim with the jungle oats.
Yes.
It's very, very nutritious indeed, yes.
Gee.
Okay. Now, Sister Zina, please go ahead and share with us your famous badan milk mixture recipe.
Okay. And as self-taught by my grandmother, you know, in the old days, no one used measurements.
Yes, yes.
So I don't have measurements. It's something you just have to eyeball, basically.
Okay.
So we have badam in every form. So it's ground badam, nibbed badam, sliced badam, any form of badam.
Okay.
Okay, and then you have your sliced pistas, and then you have charoli. Which I had no idea what the English term was for until a few days ago.
Okay.
It's called a chirongi nut.
Okay.
So you usually find it in the spice shops in the fridges. They're like little nubs.
They're very tasty.
Very, very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of soji.
Mm-hmm.
And vermicelli broken into small pieces.
Okay.
And desiccated coconut. And a pinch of ground ilachi.
Mm-hmm. And I think a badam milk is not complete without ilachi.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you dry braise your, you braise your vermicelli and soji in a little bit of ghee, not too much.
Okay.
Slowly changes color, not too dark. And then you add in your nuts and you toast it for a few minutes. And you cool it and store it in an airtight bottle.
Okay.
And you use one heaped tablespoon of mixture for every 1 cup of boiled milk. Mm. It needs to boil for at least 5 to 10 minutes on a medium heat.
Okay.
So you get that lovely nuttiness.
Mm. Okay, lovely, yes, in it. So, you know, would you want to attempt at trying making this badam bombs?
No, I don't know. I'll pass. I'm very fussy when it comes to food. And chocolate, I'm not a fan of white chocolate, for one.
Okay, I think it's better you're just going to have it on your own. You make your own badam milk mixture. And I suppose you can substitute with half milk and half water.
You can try that.
Okay. Sina Jazakallah Khair for joining us on the airways of Radio Islam and for a lovely interview. And that I grant you complete and full shifa and recovery as well. And Jazakallah Khair for the recipe. And listeners, the recipe is up on the website. Go to radioislam.co.za. Sina Jazakallah Khair, you enjoy the rest of the Ramadan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Well, that was Sister Zeenat Kaji, and you can follow her on Instagram at Zeenat Kaji, that's Z-E-E-N-A-T. Kaji is spelled C-A-J-E-E. All right. Okay, let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be telling you about quick meals, hacks, how to keep your foods warmer for longer, how to clean your food appliances, and how to reuse oil. And the question we're asking you today is, name a kitchen appliance you bought and later regretted it. And we're also taking your cooking and baking questions or concerns. 072-786-1548. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. We would like to remind our listeners that Radio Islam has a pop-up store at the Trade Route Mall on the first floor opposite Figo's. If you are at the mall and you would like to make a donation to Radio Islam, you may visit our pop-up store. Jazakallah is always for your cooperation. Well, let's continue with the program. Well, today, like I said earlier on, we got like a mixed bag. Today we're talking about quick meals, how to keep your foods warmer for longer, how to clean your food appliances, and how to reuse oil. So, Auntie Hava, what's the idea of making quick meals?
It's time saving.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you more time for ibadah.
And at the same time, with today's young people, they love the quick food.
Mm.
Because it's fried, it's got lots of cheese in it.
Chips.
The slap chips with all the cheese. And the burgers, of course.
Yes.
Very, you can make them in chicken and you can make them in fish burgers and you can make them in beef and meat burgers. So those kinds of fast meals are very, very ideal. And the other thing is about these meals, they are nutritious,
mm-hmm.
because it has all the valuable nutritional value of the food that we need. So it's not as if you are cutting down on any of your nutrients.
And I feel that, in the matter, you don't want to eat food.
You don't really
you
want to.
You have a bowl of soup or halin, mm. and maybe like a toasted sandwich or a wrap or a roll or something, you know.
Yeah. And you're full already.
And you're full already.
You can't eat it.
But around about 10 o'clock or so, then you feel that pang of hunger again. And then you want to have something a little solid.
Solid, maybe like a dessert or maybe a leftover savory.
But even fruit is nice, actually.
Fruit is nice, yes.
Yeah, if you cut it up and serve it in an attractive way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And we're lucky now with the winter coming in, the citrus fruit is very much
in oranges
and all.
Even the apples are lovely.
Yeah, and those kinds of fruit are very nutritious because of its vitamin C,
mm-hmm.
which we need to keep away the colds and the flus.
Flus, yes, mm-hmm. okay. Let's talk a little bit about, how to keep your foods warmer for longer.
You have that little bag.
The Wonder Bag.
The Wonder Bag,
yes.
You can use that. Or you can keep your oven on low. And if you want to do it by, quite quickly, then you've got your microwave.
Microwave.
Mm. So even you've got those warming plates.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not such a popular gadget
anymore.
I think
more
the oven, even the Wonderbag.
Especially when you're cooking like food, to keep it hot, you know, it stays really hot for a few hours in that Wonderbag.
And the temperature does not fluctuate.
No, it doesn't.
It stays at one temperature all the time.
And now, how do you reuse oil? Can you reuse oil?
Very much so, you can. But when you are choosing oil, choose one that is good. Choose one that has a high heating point. Because as oil heats, and if you use it for more than like about five or six times, the molecules in the oil, they cling together and they become gummy. And that's when you know the oil is really not good to use. You got to get rid of it. But you don't throw it down the drain, because it will clog the drain, right? So you put it into a plastic container, and you can throw it away with your other dirt. Otherwise, you take that oil, and if there are places where they collect old oil, because old oil can be used in cosmetics, and so it does have some of its uses. Oil is very, very versatile. You can use it for cooking, you can use it for baking, you can use it to make cough mixture, cooking oil and Worcester sauce if you have a bad cough, right? And you can also use it, I can't read this one here, and you can also use it for pickling. Making achars, etc. So, and when you are making pickling, when you are using it for pickling, you usually heat the oil a bit, right? All those oils got to be heated. And fried food looks very attractive, smells great, and it's very tempting. So in Ramzan, we use quite a lot of oil.
A lot of oil.
And if you are using the oil, and if there are little bits of batter or so on the in the oil after you're done with it, you must strain the
oil.
Yeah, because then you can use it. You can use a fine nylon sieve, or you can use muslin to strain the oil and get rid of the bits that you don't need. Because if you're going to reuse that oil with the bits in it, those bits are going to burn and cause harm to the oil. So that's one way of keeping. You can use it at least 6 to 8 times before, you know,
getting
it's really
it,
not
yes.
good enough. And then it attains like a greenish color.
And like a bubble. You find it bubbling a bit.
Yeah.
Most of the oil is like
now really has had its enough, right? When it comes to the electric fryers, right? The electric fryers are controlled by a control pad or a digital control pad, and it has a pilot light. So with that one, you can see when the oil is, you know, ready for frying, etc. If you don't have an electric fryer, then all you do is put your oil into your saucepan, allow 5 to 8 minutes for it to heat, then throw a cube of bread into the oil. If it browns slowly, it means your oil is hot. But if you put it in and it browns immediately or burn, that means your oil is too hot.
Very hot.
So that is two ways of testing your oil. Right, and cooking oil also, you can use any kind of oil. There's a lot on the market.
It's so many.
Yeah, you have your preference, so you use the one that you like. And sometimes the oil can cause irritation of the bowel.
Yeah,
so you got to experiment with the oils, and then you can use the oil. Coconut oil is very, very good also, but not very good for frying.
No, not for frying.
Not for frying.
For cooking,
just for cooking. And maybe shallow frying, maybe, if you're making like cutlets, etc. Right? Another good one is olive oil also. Not good for frying because it has a distinctive flavor, and olive oil has a low heating point. That is why when you are using olive oil, you put the olive oil into your pan and add a blob of butter.
Okay.
So that does not, it doesn't cause the oil to heat up too quickly and burn. And also the butter will improve the taste.
All
right. Right? And I think that's about all I have on the oils.
Okay. Let's talk about appliances, you know. How to clean your food appliances. A blender now.
Sorry?
A liquidizer. How would you clean your liquidizer now?
Okay. When it comes to the little appliances, we have at least three or four in our kitchen, like a liquidizer, food processor, coffee maker, mincer, or a hand beater, etc. Right? These mostly, when you are cleaning them, you just need warm soapy water. And if they have removable parts, then you take those parts apart and then you wash each one separately and make sure you dry them very well. Right? So don't put them back immediately, because they can serve as a breeding ground for bacteria. And if you don't clean your appliances regularly, then definitely you're going to get bacteria in your appliances. Warm soapy water is all that you need.
Especially like, you know, a liquidizer jug.
Yes.
Mm. You can get it smell. So sunlight, liquid, and a bit of vinegar.
I do that.
Yeah. And then you put it back on the machine and let it have a wine.
Spin it away, yes.
Give it a wine.
Yes.
And that gives it a good cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee maker, of course, got some parts that you can take apart and then you clean that well. Especially if you're using like greasy foods, mm-hmm, when you are making chutneys, etc. That's where you've got to be a bit careful and make sure that you clean your jugs well.
Properly.
Mm. Yes, okay. We've got a question here. This one says, I'd like to find out if I cook at night for the next day, how long must I wait for it to cool down before I put it in the fridge? Will it go off if I put it while it's still hot?
No, it won't go off, but it will cause the temperature in the fridge to lower.
Because it's hot. Your pot is
so
hot.
You've got to make it quite cool.
Mm.
Quite cool. If she's cooking it in the morning, she can put it into the fridge by the afternoon, 3,
yes,
4 o'clock.
It's going very quickly.
And
then
it's quite
so
cool. And now the weather is, you know,
yes,
quite nice also.
Okay, this sister says use a layer of cotton wool to strain,
mm-hmm,
oil. Okay, yes, lots of people do that.
Yeah.
Strain your oil with a cotton wool. Okay, another one says, put a layer of cotton wool on a sieve. It's also a very good way of cleaning out the bits of the oil. Yes, on a strainer. In fact, it's nice to keep a stainless steel strainer just for oil.
Just for oil.
You know, we find most of our oil, our ghee, is at the bottom of our stove cupboard.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's more for oil and ghee and things like that, our strainers and that.
And the other thing, we also remember that you keep your oil for savouries and keep your oil for sweet.
Yes.
Because you can't fry chips or maybe some fish and then won't try and fry a donut.
Gulab jam or something
in the same,
you get a taste of fish and gulab jam on everything in that thing.
That'll really be a mixed bag.
It's true, Aunt Java. Mm. This one says, what would the guests say about using coconut oil for cooking and frying?
Sorry?
Coconut oil for cooking and frying.
Cooking, definitely.
Cooking,
yes. But not frying.
Not frying, no.
Because this oil is semi-solid. Coconut oil. It melts very well. It can stay for years and it does not go rancid. Get that bitter taste.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this one says, instead of normal sunflower oil, try to get cold pressed high oleolic sunflower oil. There are many myths regarding olive oil. It has one of the best oils, okay? I think she sent a whole video on that.
Okay.
So the benefits of olive oil and things like that. But now we don't have time. But anyway, Jazakallahu Khair. This one says, nice tip I learned from my late mother-in-law. Align a strainer with cotton wool. Stretch it and thin it out to fit. Strain your dirty oil and keep the tiniest of crumbs and flour from going through.
But it's true. It's very, very true what she says. Mm.
Yes, it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the older people had much wisdom in the cooking and saving things in the house. And they gave us so much of wisdom. You know, that we can always, you know, use and
benefit
from that as well. I'm just going back to my WhatsApp messages. Okay. This one says, can donuts be made with Arabic dough? Auntie Karecha?
Yes, you can. You can, definitely. It comes out really very nice.
Is it? Okay.
Somebody sent a message to clean oil, make a paste with mazina and water. Heat the oil, pour the paste in, fry a few minutes, it cleans the oil.
Oh, that's a good idea. That's
okay. Then somebody even said it will boil potato peels. and fry. Say your oil is dirty. Say you use the oil now. You just took out a bottle of oil. You use it into your fryer or your frying pan. You fry it maybe samosas. That maybe
which
the
burst or, correct,
burst or whatever.
Yes.
And you feel the oil is still cold. It's still good.
Good.
You just used it. I mean, oil is expensive today.
Mm.
And you need to clean that oil out. So you strain it out. Before you strain it, you fry some potato peels.
Okay.
And then you strain it.
Okay.
Okay. This listener says, I use coconut oil to fry savories. They taste better, are light and crispier. I don't find any problem using coconut oil for frying.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. That's good, sister. That's good. It's nice to hear. You know, everybody's different types of opinion and things.
And then
like
we're
that.
Learning as we go.
We're learning as we go, okay? Mm. Okay, let's go to our recipe, Santa Karicha, and a mini aloo parathas made with today's pastry recipe. Okay? I know lots of people actually wanted the recipe and wanted the method of how to make it.
Uh-huh.
So you can go on to the Radio Islam Instagram page. My Instagram page is also at Amara_Mullah, and you can see there is a video of this, how it's very easy to make it.
It is. Okay, for the paratha, you make a potato filling of choice. Then you take your today's pastry, you unroll your pastry and roll out into a rectangle. You brush ghee or oil onto the mixture. Then you roll up into a small Swiss roll, cut into circles. Roll each circle out and brush with egg. Put a potato filling on one circle and cover with the other. Now it's freezer suitable. You fry on tovo, drizzling ghee on either side until it's golden brown. You enjoy it with chutney. It's so simple.
Very, very simple to make.
Mm.
Very simple.
And it's so yummy, really. It's really tasty.
You can use potato filling. You can use potato and cheese. You can use mint. You can use chicken.
Whatever you want.
Whatever
your choice is
you
yours.
Want,
yes.
You can use it, all right? Also, we've got lots and lots of messages via the WhatsApp. This one says, coconut oil or olive oil have experienced no issues with frying. Been using it for the last 4 years.
Mm. Okay.
Okay. What is the best blend of oil to buy to fry savories? Mm. Well,
there's
I suppose
so
now
many,
there's so many, it's your choice,
choice,
you know?
Yes.
Sunflower oil, and then I don't think we get peanut oil here, I'm not sure.
I haven't seen it.
I've seen it, but not here in South Africa. Peanut oil is good. And crispa
oil
is
good.
Quite good.
Very
here.
Good. On the
even
market.
Pan is good.
And
pan
canola
oil is good.
Canola oil.
Pan is no longer in the country.
No longer.
Yes.
No longer. Okay. This one says, my niece is a very fussy, has a very fussy husband. She now fries chips in coconut oil for health reasons. Mm. He doesn't even know.
Really, eh? It's really something to try.
Mm-hmm. Coconut oil even helps to reduce weight.
Mm.
It's good for the heart. And it also is good for your hair, skin, and your nails.
Okay.
So it's quite a good oil to use when cooking and frying.
Okay. This one says, my comment is not related to oil discussion, but to a health tip. Avoid having fruit after a meal. It causes bloating. Breakfast with khajur, water, and a variety of fruits is so much better on the digestive system at the time of breaking fast. Also, fruit should ideally be eaten on an empty stomach. A savory can be eaten after Maghrib Salah with a light main meal. That way you can feel more energized and don't feel bloated.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with the sister.
Yes.
The sister.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Jazakallahu khair for that lovely tip as well. Okay, let's just go to, let's just check if we've got any more ad breaks. Okay, we'll go right up till about 5 to 11. Okay, this one says, I would like to know if an air fryer is a necessity.
It really depends on what you think, what you need it for.
Mm-hmm.
For health reasons, saving on oil, and also it's an expensive item. Not really necessary. Not really necessary.
Okay, yeah, and that's the question we were asking you.
Mm.
Name a kitchen appliance you bought and later regretted.
Yeah.
And Sister Aisha Dokra from Botswana says, salams to Sister Mara and Great Auntie Hava. Lovely to get to listen to your program. The problem with us, not all of us, is that whatever comes on market, advertised, we buy without seeing reviews. I bought a roti maker and I wasn't happy at all.
Aww.
I gave it to my friend and told her I'm not happy, but she loves it, alhamdulillah. So we have to be careful what we buy. It's so true, you know, whatever comes into the market, we want to just buy. So I think if you need it, if you feel it, it's gonna be of use to you, then buy it.
Buy it, yeah.
I don't, I wouldn't want to purchase a roti maker.
No.
I think my own hands are the roti maker.
And the other
so
thing about these appliances, like, okay, take the air fryer, for example. When it first came out, it was so simple. And now, recently, probably like the end of last year, etc., a new air fryer came out. It's like buying a car, you know, or a TV.
It updates every time.
So you must, if you purchase one when it first comes out, don't regret it after the next one comes out.
Yes.
Because it'll make you feel a little bit unhappy.
But if you look at quality-wise years back then, you know, and quality now, it's completely different. The make, the parts, everything, you know.
Everything is like, you can say breakable.
Yes. Mm. This one says, I bought a juice, a waste of money, more power than juice, and a mess is terrible.
What you know? Should do, this lady, should invest in a NutriBullet.
Okay, yes.
Because you can juice your fruit or vegetables in there, and the pulp will remain in there. There's no throwing away of the pulp.
You know, you get different types of juice makers.
Yes, you do get different types.
Yeah. So go for a one that's less mess, easy to use, and no... Too many gadgets to put in here and put in there.
And the NutriBullet is so easy to clean. You just got to clean the jug.
So nice, yes. Mm. This one says, I would like to know how to bake pies in an air fryer. And Java, that's your department.
Okay. It depends on the size of the air fryer you have. The one I have takes about 6 pies. And it will depend on the size of the pie. Right? Just put in as many as you can. Do not let them touch or overlap. And then you bake it as normal, setting your temperature to 160, 180, and for about 10 to 15 minutes. Check it halfway through, and then you can bake your pies like that.
Okay.
It's suitable for a small family.
Okay, nice. This one says, salams, I also have been using coconut oil to fry. Cleaning the fry is so quick and easy, not sticky like the ordinary oils.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one.
Yes.
So she's basically using the coconut oil and putting it into her fryer.
Into her fryer.
What a lovely idea.
Yes.
I'd never ever thought of that, you know. And I suppose it won't vary the taste of your samosas, your
spring
rolls,
and
things
maybe,
like that. Yes.
So better option, I suppose.
Okay.
What I would like to know is when the fryer cools down, does the coconut oil go back to its original state?
Good question, Auntie Ava.
Well, whoever is listening will write
just send us an answer.
Yes. Send us an answer on that, okay? Then somebody wants a bhajja burger recipe.
Oh,
bhajja burger.
I'm laughing because I think on Grumpy Chacha and Boring Babu.
Yes.
A bhajja burger?
Yes, they did speak about it. It was yesterday.
Yes. A bhajja burger. I think just put your burger and your sauces and your salad and make a nice big fat bhajja.
Put it on.
Or you can make mini bhajjas and put the other part of the burger on top, and a bun on top, and you can enjoy your bhajja burger. I think put a bit more chilies in your burger. Okay. And this is actually sent a picture of how she actually uses the coconut oil for frying, like a video. She's like, khair for that. And okay, here's it, Auntie Ava. Yes, the coconut oil will solidify one scoop.
Oh, okay. It's a very good thing, actually.
Then it will remelt as a fryer.
Heats again.
And I'm sure you can use it for a good few times, you know.
I'm sure, yeah.
Then we can disperse of it, okay?
That's an expensive method of frying.
Yes, okay. Yes, coconut oil returned to original form after frying. No burnt bottoms. Okay. Jazakallah khair for that. Okay, let's go back to our messages. We've got 2 minutes basically before we wrap up today's program, because we need to go to our sponsors as well for all our ads. Okay, I think I've read all the messages out. I'm just going to my personal phone and checking for any other messages. Okay, this one says, Salams Amara, can you put foil in the air fryer?
Actually, not necessary, because it prevents the heat from circulating. Because the fryer has a heating plate on the top with a big fan above that. So it blows the hot air around the food. So if you put foil at the bottom, it'll help, but it does not make the food fry well. So try to avoid using the foil.
Okay. The sister is actually sent in some tips here. Frying tip: when frying savouries, add a piece of raw onion to the oil. It prevents the savouries from getting over brown, and it gives savouries a golden colour. Mm-hmm. Can also be used when frying crumb foods. It also stops that black stuff from the oil from catching on your savouries. Mm-hmm. In the sense of whenever I fry bhajas or samosas, a tip I learned from reading an Indian Delight cookbook was to put a piece of amli, like a small round ball size, into the oil while it's getting hot. Leave the amli in the oil until the batter is fried. I tried this and I can tell you personally it works. No more oily savouries, and don't worry, your oil doesn't turn black.
Oh, okay.
The amli falls into a bowl once it's in the oil, so it doesn't spread. It soaks up oil in the pan, so the savouries are not oil soaked. I leave them on paper towel, and when you're ready to serve, you will see how crisp and dry they are.
Okay.
Jazakallah to the listener who sent this lovely tips. I'm sure most of the listeners will benefit from this as well. Okay. Well, this year we come to the end of a lovely, informative program. Jazakallah to our guest, Sister Zinat Kaji, to my producer, Mumtaz, to our engineer, Ziyad, to Aunt Grange, Auntie Hava. Inshallah, back with you next week with another lovely, informative program from myself, Amara, Auntie Grange, Auntie Hava. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.